Welcome to Wake Up and Teach by Kelly Education, where we uncover inspiring stories and strategies for reimagining our nation's education workforce.
Hello, I'm Nicola Suarez, President of Kelly Education, and welcome back to Wake Up and Teach, your front row seat to the future of the education workforce. Today, we're tackling a critical challenge facing our nation's schools, the persistent teacher shortage crisis, and the solutions that are making a tangible impact in classrooms nationwide. Joining me is Shaylee Baranmo, the founder and chairman of Elevate K-12. Shaylee has pioneered a new approach to addressing teacher vacancies by bringing high-quality, live instruction to K-12 classrooms through certified virtual teachers. Elevate K-12 connects certified educators with schools across the country, ensuring that every student has a teacher, regardless of their location. In our conversation, we'll explore how Elevate K-12's model is bridging the gap between virtual teaching and in-person support, particularly through our recent partnership, which pairs Elevate K-12's live virtual teachers with Kelly Education's in-classroom coaches. We'll also discuss the current state of the teacher shortage, its underlying causes, and how innovative solutions are paving the way for a brighter future in education. Let's dive in. Shaylee, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here, Nikki. So excited to be here.
Well, I have been really excited to have this conversation, Shaylee. You are a partner to Kelly Education and doing some really inspiring work with Elevate K-12. So I am curious, tell me what inspired you to start the company and what was the spark behind creating a live virtual teaching solution?
The number one inspiration for me intrinsically is always that when you walk into a classroom, you have to see children enjoy learning. And when I first came to America and I started visiting some of the K-12 schools, I'm a former teacher, it was very evident to me that in some zip codes and some classrooms, when there was no teacher present, many a times the joy of learning and teaching wasn't happening. I started on this journey on, is there a way to bring a great high-quality teacher into a classroom when the districts cannot find a good teacher or any option in their zip code? So the journey started there, and it was an interesting journey because many a times districts were using asynchronous learning for that, right? Where the kids were just sitting and watching a video. And to me, that was not impactful for the children. So thinking about, is there a way to bring synchronous teaching into the classroom when there is no high quality teacher was when the journey started.
Interesting. So, you know, you and I are probably tackling the teacher shortage from different sort of perspectives. But from your perspective, where do you think we stand with the teacher shortage crisis today?
I think the teacher shortage crisis has really evolved, and every year we see it evolving. Every year there is a new challenge. I remember when I first started evaluating it, that was before COVID, where the problem was more prevalent in zip codes where there was a lack of teachers, right? Like small towns, rural towns, or even some neighborhoods in the large urban cities. COVID changed everything. Where COVID, suddenly you could see that, hey, teachers wanted to work from home, teachers started quitting, and COVID saw a spike. Now what I'm seeing is a lot of districts are hiring teachers, but they're not able to retain the teachers. So the teacher shortage, when you see in terms of the fraction of teachers available within a district, that has consistently remained the same as in terms of a problem. But the reasons for the shortage has evolved over the years.
Yeah. And so, you know, today it's interesting to me, you know, probably in the early 2000s, it was about 10% of incoming freshmen that were pursuing an education degree. And if you fast forward today, that percentage has dramatically dropped. What do you think some of the biggest factors now just with why teachers are either leaving the profession or we have a shortage in general, do you think?
Yeah. So I will give you some stats because I was just researching this. On an average, one in two teachers are quitting in the first 5 years. Okay. So that is a number one problem, that teachers are coming into the profession, but they're leaving. And I'll get to the why. But when you go a step back, you're absolutely right. Only 3.6% of current high schoolers want to be teachers. And there is an annual 33% drop in students entering into the student teaching programs. Like Harvard School of Education shut down their teacher certification program. And even in that, 25% are quitting. So we see all of these amazing humans entering into the profession because they want to be teacher, but then they are quitting. And many a times it's because what I've heard teachers say is, I love teaching. I love being in front of children. But it's the everything else that comes around that that I don't feel supported by. So I think one chunk of the problem is the ones entering into the profession, why are they quitting so quickly? And the other chunk, which is a forever problem, Nikki, that you and I have seen, is there are really no teachers in some zip codes, whether they're entering the profession or not. There are just counties and zip codes that don't have enough resources.
I agree with that. And, you know, probably do you think that there is a correlation in terms of how teachers today are prepared? And then when they do go to a classroom setting and they have their very first teaching assignment, sometimes, you know, the circumstances or conditions are a little bit different. What do we, you know, what's your perspective on how we help teachers in terms of coaching or support, do you think?
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. So I was talking to a teacher, Allison, in the state of Illinois, and Allison mentioned to me that I entered into the profession because I love teaching. And she said, Shelley, I still do. But guess what? I have to be a therapist. I have to be a mom. I have to now talk to colleagues who are very different from me. And no one prepared me for that. So I think when districts think about coaching, they put a lot of emphasis on, I have a teacher. How can I coach the teacher better so they can just become better teachers? But a generational shift has happened where any human, not just teachers, needs to get more support beyond the craft of just their functional support. Because universities are training teachers on their functional support of teaching, but they're not training them on everything else. And the new generation just consumes and adapts information in a very different way. So I think not just in teaching, but every profession where humans are supporting other profession is going through a big generational shift right now.
Yeah, I think that's great insight. Completely agree with that. I think, you know, over the years, at least where I've led Kelly Education, I've seen districts and schools try to solve this issue entirely in terms of how we support teachers or prepare, you know, and some traditional methods work and some that don't.
Yeah.
What are you seeing that you think that in terms of traditional methods and how districts and schools are trying to solve this overall issue that are not working?
Yeah. So a step backwards to that, I've always said this to districts and you know, even when you and I spoke, there's no one solution for the teacher shortage problem. The districts have to come to the mindset that there are going to be multitudes of solutions available to solve for the problem. A face-to-face certified teacher is one. What Kelly Education does is brings amazing coaches into the classrooms. That's another one. And one is a teacher that is streaming straight into the classroom. So where I feel, and those are working, where I feel that the teaching does not work, and that's just my perspective, is asynchronous. When you take children and put them in front of just a tool, which is a video, where a child is supposed to self-teach themselves, and by watching a video, that to me is the breakdown of actual teaching and learning. Now, you and I can talk about in this podcast, what can AI do about that? And we can, that is a totally different conversation. But according to me, A, when you put someone who's not fully trained in any capacity to be in front of children, you know, someone who's been in a profession for a long time, has no interest in being there, or when you put in front of asynchronous learning. But that's just my perspective on what I've seen has not worked in classrooms.
Interesting. So I kind of want to switch gears and pivot a little bit here to actually talk a little bit further about Elevate K through 12. And I'm curious from your perspective, and I obviously have an opinion because you're a partner of ours in a very positive way, but what sets Elevate K through 12 apart from any other online teaching solution out there? What makes your model really unique?
I think the first core foundation of Elevate was, yes, at the front end, we are a staffing company, right? In some way, we are solving for a teacher not being there. But at the core, we're a teaching company. What really gives us joy is walking into a classroom and seeing these magical teaching moments between our teacher who's live online and the classroom. And that's a very difficult modality for it to be successful. So number one that we believe at the core of our foundation in how we hire our teachers, how we train our teachers, how we evaluate our teachers, how we give feedback, how we coach, how we partner with our districts, the common theme is, does this make teaching better in the classroom? How we invest in technology to make our platform better. I think the second one, which is critical, is having, it's at some place, I also feel we're a supply chain company, just like Amazon, right? We need to know that South Carolina is going to require, this district is going to require a Spanish teacher in October. And I need to make sure, and I'm sure you face the same thing. And we need to make sure that that teacher, a good, amazing human, is available. So I think these are two modalities that we have invested in consistently that form a very strong foundation for Elevate K-12.
Yeah. So for any listener out there that's really curious about how your methodology works, let's get really tactical if we can. Can you break down how your live learning system works? What's typical in a classroom day?
Right. So let's start with how a district tells us about what they need. So there are three patterns in how we see districts think about live teaching. Number one is, I believe in it. I'm getting ready in May. I know exactly which classrooms I'm not going to be able to fill. Those classrooms are going to have live teaching. You will walk into many schools and districts nationally now, where in their schools, some rooms are live teaching and some rooms are face-to-face teaching. And the students don't find it different. So these are districts who are planning it early. Then there are districts where it's ad hoc. I just lost a teacher suddenly. I need to put this math is a tested subject. I need to have a high quality teacher in front of these children. So I think those two modalities are the most common ones that we see in terms of how districts are using it. What makes us unique in our modality in the whole implementation is, number one is, we need a principal who believes that live teaching as a modality can work. Not will work, it can work. So the open-mindedness has to be there. The second is, the districts then give us their curriculum. Initially, Elevate K-12 had its own curriculum for the modality because we needed to get the teaching methods right. Now, there is a big push on integrating with the district curriculum. So if a district is using a certain textbook or curriculum, our teachers are going to use that. So then there is a certain amount of professional development that our teachers have to go through at the district level or with us to get ready to teach that concept. In a typical format of an entire year of classroom, there's a lot of emphasis initially on getting to know the students, but more importantly, partnering with Kelly to getting to know the coach who is in the classroom. This entire modality cannot be successful if that relationship between the coach and the teacher is not solid. And there aren't rules to follow in terms of how they're interacting, how they're sharing information with each other, almost like a co-teaching model to make this successful. Then our teacher goes through their typical format of a day that they have to follow. They can't just come in and wing it. We've built our technology in a way that they have to follow the module of greeting the children, I do, you do, we do, to make this a very holistic experience in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, both of us are obviously very focused on quality of talent. So how does Elevate ensure the quality of the virtual teaching? What kind of feedback have you received thus far from your partner schools?
Yeah, we have, in the last few years, our team has done a fantastic job of putting in CSATs and quality check-ins with our classroom coaches, with our schools, with our districts, because we constantly want feedback. So there are two ways to do it. Number one is the feedback systems and the quality systems that we have put in place within our company, our quality auditing coaches that are barging into the classrooms to quality audit our teachers, not just as an evaluation system. We do a lot to hire great talent. then we have to do a lot also to give them feedback and coaching on what they can do to make their craft better. So that's one set of the quality auditing system that we receive. On the other side, districts and school principals are giving us feedback. And both of these come together to create a quality classroom index that gives us the confidence that the magnitude at which we run the classes, we have our data on dashboards that tells us that our classrooms are meeting a certain level of quality standard. Now, based on the school that we are in, and you know that, student behavior can differ a lot from one zip code to the other, from one classroom to the other. So there's always this variability there. But more partnership with the coaches and more partnership with the schools and a collaborative effort always makes it better. And it's not easy to do this. It's very difficult to do this when you're not a part of the ecosystem of the school, and you know that. But it's the collaboration that makes it successful.
100%. That partnership is really, really important. So, you know, there are, Shaylee, some common myths about virtual teaching in K-12. How does Elevate K-12 tackle those misconceptions?
I mean, it was a lot. I call it the pre-COVID and the post-COVID era. Nikki, as I mentioned, we started this before COVID. COVID hit, and then suddenly there was this thing about remote teaching is bad. In some modalities, yes, it is wrong, right? It is not your traditional modality of how you want to do teaching. But remote teaching during COVID, so we had to spend a lot of time right after COVID to make our districts and classes unlearn the what we were not, right? This is not remote teaching. Remote teaching was all the children are at home, the teacher is at home, and everybody's trying to figure out Zoom and what this can do. Live teaching, the reason we coined the term live teaching, it was created by us as a category because it's not online, it's not just online, it's not just virtual. We built our own technology for a reason at that time. Of course, now technology has evolved a lot and we'll see what is best for our platform. We wanted to make sure that every single second of teaching when it's happening live is actually engaging. And in our modality, all the children are in the classroom, in one classroom, and the teacher is on the big screen. So it almost feels like the teacher is standing right there. So every time we made an investment in technology or in processes, it was made with the mindset of how can you make this interaction better? Then as we scaled, we invested in technology on how can this be better interaction between the classroom coach, that's the paraprofessional, the teacher and the students. So we built tools and dashboards for all these three users to make that interaction seamless. I think that is very important. Without the investment in that technology, I don't think we would have been able to scale or give the right service to our district partners or even with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm curious, how do you see the role of virtual teaching evolving in the next 5 to 10 years, especially when we think about staffing challenges and also on the horizon AI?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think virtual or live teaching is going to be a big part of the solution of staffing. It's not going to be the only solution. Okay, districts need all kinds of solutions to make staffing work. It's not going to be, it may not be the dominant solution because I honestly still believe nothing compares to a great human being in front of the kids, right? But in the absence of that, this comes extremely close to it. So I think every single school district has to think about what part of their staffing and teaching in their district has to be virtual life teaching. So what is that adoption? And I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see those patterns come in where districts will say, maybe our tested subjects need to go to virtual life teaching or some very unique classes like German, French, where I can't find a teacher come what may, those need to go to live virtual teaching. How will this evolve over in the next few years? I think AI is going to play a big part in it. And, you know, I don't think AI will replace an actual human, but AI is absolutely going to make a teacher's role more impactful because it's going to make the teacher more productive and give more insights to the teacher, whether they're teaching face-to-face or online, virtual or live, that the kids learn better and get more benefit out of it. So I think AI is going to give more data. AI is going to prepare the teacher better. And yes, AI tutor could be an optionality for students to have their own individual teacher. But my hypothesis is that that human connection that is required with children, that's not going to fully go away.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I definitely subscribe to your position as well. You know, so I ask every single guest this last and final question. If you were to give advice to superintendents or chief academic officers in public school districts or any school for that matter, what would your advice be in terms of when you think about the long view of teacher shortages?
My advice to them always is don't be scared to try something new. The world, we are in a country that is built on the foundation of change. So when you think about change, yes, something new may look scary, but when you think about an overall solution to a massive problem that is not going to go away, you have to be open-minded that today it could be virtual life teaching, tomorrow it could be something totally different. So districts have to do a little bit more to train their communities to adapt more to these new solutions for one goal, that ultimately the children get nothing but the best teaching in their classrooms.
100%. I agree with that. Well, Shaylee, thank you so much for joining me today. I've really enjoyed your insights and the conversation. So thank you for the work that you do. So looking forward to the future and seeing what other innovation comes out of Elevate K-12.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure being here, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
What an insightful conversation with Shaylee Braunwall, founder of Elevate K-12. It's clear that innovative solutions like live virtual teaching are reshaping how we address the ongoing teacher shortage and ensure that every student has access to a high-quality education, no matter where they are. If today's discussion got you thinking about how your district or school might benefit from new approaches to staffing and instruction, we would love to continue the conversation. You can learn more about Elevate K-12's unique model and our partnership on our website, kellyeducation.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wake Up and Teach. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. We'll be back soon with more discussions on the future of education and the strategies that are making a difference in classrooms across the nation. Until then, I'm Nicola Suarez, and I look forward to having you with us again on Wake Up and Teach. Take care.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Labs.